are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now, here's your host for today's show.
Hi, welcome everyone joining me today on the Every Woman Can Be Speaker Spotlight Radio Show. I'm Kathleen Kelly, the business service advisor of Every Woman Can Be, and I'm also the owner of my business, KC Streamline Concepts, offering business productivity solutions. Every Woman Can Be is a premier organization to help women, to afford women the opportunity to learn more about business, women's health issues, self-improvement, and many more topics. I invite you for about the next 30 minutes to relax and eat your lunch. And if you're driving, please be hands-free. I know you're going to get some great information from my guest today, who I am so happy to have, Dawn Petalino, who is also one of our Every Woman Can Be members. Now, a little bit about Dawn before we start chatting here is Dawn is a transformational life coach for women in transition, helping them move out of overwhelm, uncertainty, and self-doubt and into balance, control, and confidence. After experiencing years of anxiety and emptiness covered over with workaholism, food addiction, and relationship dysfunction, Dawn's own transition came when her marriage unexpectedly fell apart. In June of 2006, she left the marriage, quit a 13-year career, and moved to a new state in one weekend. Yet her transition was a catalyst needed to stop living a life out of fearful control and start living a life based on self-love and trust. Today, Dawn helps other women work through their own transitions to hear their own inner voice and follow it to live a life of balance, confidence, and joy. And Dawn, I know you have quite a story to tell us about, you know, the obstacles you've overcome, and I'm so glad that you're joining me today. So are you on the line there? Let me see here what we got to do. Dawn, can you hear me? Dawn, can you hear me, dear? Let's see. Sometimes we have these technical difficulties, and I don't know why. Dawn, can you hear me? You might be able to hear me, but I can't hear you, so I'm trying to figure out my switchboard here, and it's not cooperating very well. Let me see. It's, you know, sometimes we have these problems, and I'm not quite sure why this happens, but if you can just hang on a second and let me see if it's going to unmute you, because I think that's what the problem is here. But the screen is not doing that. Let's see. Hello? Dawn, can you hear me?
Yes.
Dawn, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, gosh.
I am so sorry. I think it might be my connection. I have to apologize. I'm actually on vacation this week at the beach, and I was getting really good connection, so I guess we just had a little blip there. So, but I came off the beach, the sunny beach and blue skies, and but I'm so happy to be with you today on the call, and welcome.
Can you hear me okay, Kathleen?
I can. I can hear you just fine.
Oh, wonderful. Excellent. Well, I am very glad that we worked out technology. Woo-hoo.
Really. It's got a mind of its own. I'll tell you what. You can have the best intentions.
I know. And, you know, and especially when you're getting ready to record and things like that, because it's happened to me before. It's like, oh, my gosh. So, but that's okay. We can still still do our recording. So we're, you know, in good shape here. So, you know,
excellent.
I read kind of a short bio about you. But, you know, tell us a little bit, you know, what got you into this type of work after your experience?
Well, thank you, Kathleen. I'm glad to be here. I grew up in generations of alcoholism, so I really learned from a young age to become kind of an independent, take care of yourself kind of person. And so that really served me as a kid because I needed that. But as I grew up, I became a real doer. So the mentality was just to push through things, you know, just to keep going and push through things. And I spent a lot of time with worry and trying to control my circumstances just to feel safe. So later on, that kind of control just led to a lot of anxiety. It led to overwhelm. It led to depletion. And eventually it just led to depression. And I just had to learn. I had to learn a different way of navigating life because that kind of worry and control wasn't working. And so what I've discovered is that you can really live a life that is so much freer of all of that, and just really it enables you to have a greater connection with yourself and with life and with the people around you. And so what I do now is I help women who live in that anxiety and overwhelm, because that was my experience. You know, I've been there and I've done that, and I help them now find their way to freedom from that life of worry and control.
Yeah. Well, and Dawn, you know, what are your steps and how do you go about helping someone make that transition like you did?
Well, I have to say, I first start when I work with a client or if I work in my class series, the first thing I always start with is a reconnective healing, because I'm also a practitioner for reconnective healing and the reconnection. And this is a type of energy work, but which people always tend to be familiar with energy work, but this is a kind of energy work that kind of goes beyond energy. What I feel like is it's these loving frequencies that become infused in your body. So when you have a healing, it works on you physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever you personally would need to open you up from the inside so you can receive more love, more information, more energy. And in my experience, you know, it can happen instantaneously or it can happen gradually, but in my experience, when you're dealing with more emotional issues, it'll happen gradually because this inner support will never want to override your nervous system, or we would just kind of shut down, you know, if we just got too much too soon. So we start with this kind of healing. That way any changes that these women are trying to make in their lives will be supported and awarenesses come about. So it's kind of providing an inner support of something beyond us. And then we go into what I call the first stage is undoing. You know, we spent the majority of our life just trying to train ourselves to control things, to keep our environment safe. And so we've really trained our minds a lot to live out of worry and control and fear and all of that. And so the undoing stage is very important because it begins to separate us from a mind of fear and anxiety. And so we can have that little separation. Once we can disengage from it, we can begin to find other pathways. We begin to gain a little more clarity. We now have more choices. But we have to work with that first. And then the second stage is the unearthing. And the reason we do this is because once you have those choices, you start to realize areas of your life where, you know, you're longing for things or you're feeling discontent about things. So we discover what we really need in our life on a personal level to have more balance or to feel more connected back to ourselves. And these women can feel back connected back to themselves, to their higher self, their spirit, their own intuition, but also to others. And then the third stage is the mining for gold stage. And in this stage, see, what happens is whenever we
whenever we begin to change, it can feel very empowering at first to make a change, but then there's a lot of, there can be what I call backlash, which is when we kind of break one of our own rules, we may experience the feeling, the old feelings and the old fears that put that rule there in the first place. And in this stage, you know, a lot of people, you know, we talk about feeling our feelings. And I know for myself, I understood about feeling my feelings, but I didn't know what it meant to actually how to transform them. I could feel them, but I didn't know how to change them or transform them. And so this stage, this mining for gold stage, is where we show women techniques that they can actually begin to transform those feelings so they can begin to heal and they aren't swept away by, they aren't lost in the emotion or trying to push it away. And so they can return back to a place of more clarity, back to their center again. I know that a couple women I've just been talking with, that's how they describe it, as coming back to their center. And that's what the mining for gold stage is, which is a very important stage because I know I, for one, didn't learn that growing up. So that was very helpful for me. Not very well known. And then the last stage I call claiming confidence. And this stage is just kind of nuts and bolts. It's different tools to help us begin to really implement the things that we want to put into our life. So there's things like communication skills, listening skills, you know, having, you know, boundaries, and just other tools that whenever we do, because, you know, life is always going to have problems, so how do we get ourselves back? So there's just different things that we can do to get our, bring ourselves back into the flow of our own energy. So those are like the four stages that we work through to help people, women, change their lives.
Right. Well, just kind of throwing this in there, so is it going through your course, is it like doing readings and journaling, or is it, and is it face to face with you, or can you do it by telephone? How do you actually go through the course?
That's a good question. There is, well, I think one of the things I wanted to share with you was just what kind of is included in the course, so I think I'll just talk about that now. That will help give you an idea. So this course, you know, we're not just coming and talking. It is a face-to-face, and it is small group.
Okay.
And, yeah, so that's, I'm looking for an intimate group of women because there's a lot of sharing there, and we are relearning a lot of things. And also, when you're in that group setting, you know, there's just something magical happens in a group setting that individually doesn't really take place. And the way I see it is, you know, it's like in a classroom where, you know, if one child is put in a room with other people who are, or other students who are more advanced, then that child raises up to that level. And there's something about a group setting where the energy is grows like exponentially. So where you might have an awareness, but in a group setting, your awarenesses can come faster. They can be more profound. So the energy is just really supported, and it grows, has a greater intensity, and I feel like it grows, you know, at an exponential level rather than working individually. So that's why I like to work with this type of, these classes on a, in a small group setting. And the women are getting, they're getting a lot of resources to go along with it because we need that. So they get the reconnective healing. They also receive, well, it's going to be, when I do the course, it's a 15 hours of mentoring and coaching. So it's, they're receiving a lot of one-on-one dealing with their personal matters, you know, dealing with whatever is really important to them. They also receive a custom workbook that has different exercises to help them navigate the process that we're working through together. They receive a small booklet of inspirational writings that I have written called Remembering, and what it's designed to do is, it is designed to inspire, but it's also designed to help them, well, that's why it's called Remembering. It's helped them, remind them of what they need to remember in order to regain their center, and it helps provide understanding and awareness especially when you're feeling, you know, when feelings can be overwhelming. It's meant to calm, to inspire, but really remind you of the truth so they can come back to center and continue on. We also have, they have phone and email access to me, so if they are going through something or in a crisis, you know, that they do have additional support. They can call me or email me at any time and get, you know, the support that they need. In addition, they are working with study buddies. So they have other women within the group to help share their experiences, to help, you know, somebody else who's going through the same thing to feel understood and just remind them, you know, whenever they are going through something difficult. It's very helpful to have somebody else who knows what you're going through, who knows you, and can remind you of what's true and bring you back. Mm-hmm. The other thing they get
now,
is a journal. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Oh,
they,
so
just
get, they get one more.
I was going to ask if, do you put, like, issues in your classes, or can somebody have, like, you know, divorce going on and someone else has maybe other issues? Are they all combined in the same class? Because
they
the steps
often,
are the same to go through recovery then.
Right. That's exactly right. So they have,
okay.
It doesn't, because what's common with all of these women is they're all going through some transition. They're all trying to re-navigate their life. And the other thing is that they're doing it in a way that I used to do it. You know, they're doing it in a way that we trying to control our environment or worrying a lot, trying to manage things in a way that can be very constrictive and fearful, but they are also, you know, doers. I mean, just I think women in general, you know, we and even trying to take time for ourselves, you know, we feel guilty for doing that. We feel, we see people that need things and we want to help them. So this, there's just a lot of commonalities just as women in general, plus the fact that when, if you're living in this way, you know, that this is, that you, these women, they've done it enough and they just want to find another way because, like I said, it's draining, it's depleting, and it's, you're kind of swinging these pendulum extremes to, like, I'm just feeling overwhelmed anxiety to the point then where I'm just depleted and I'm just kind of recovering from my life. It's not like I'm continuing to live my life. So it doesn't
really,
the individual circumstances can be different. It's really the, the emotional feelings that are the same. And the only, one other thing I was going to mention in the class series, that they also receive a personal journal just because it's important to write down your experiences. It's your own growth and your own awarenesses. And, you know, the writing process in itself can be powerful. And then if they do miss a session, then they do get a phone call, catch-up call with me. So I will individually meet with them and we will discuss whatever was missed so they're not, you know, lost or slow down their progress and so forth.
Yeah, that's great. And I think one thing we didn't mention was, what's the title of this class series that you have?
Oh, the name of the course is Raise Up, Get Out of Overwhelm and Step into More Confidence, Connection, and Joy in Your Life. And that to me, I mean, just the idea of Raise Up, it was just because you are raising out of these lower states and you are moving into a life that does provide more confidence in your ability to manage things and your connection with yourself and your own, I call it your higher self or your own spirit, which naturally opens you up to connect with others. And this creates a joy in your life. So there's, you know, there's a, your life's always going to have problems. You know, that's not going to stop. But our you know, our way here is the, what I'm trying to help these women do is to help, again, to find a different way of navigating them, a different way of seeing them. And that involves, like I said, it kind of involves a retraining, it involves an exploring, and it involves a practicing. So that's why I thought this title's a little long, but I think it covers everything.
No, that's great. That's great. And, so if someone would like to get in touch with you and learn more about this, you know, 10-week series, and I know you have one starting pretty soon on Wednesday, August 19th, how can they get in touch with you to find out about how to enroll?
Well, they can get in touch with me. It does start on Wednesday, August 19th. It's Wednesday evenings, and it's from 7:30, and it goes for 10 weeks until October 21st. And I'm available by phone at 704-302-4884, or they can email me at newraysoflight.dawn@gmail.com. And New Rays of Light is all one word. And rays is spelled, it says N-E-W for new, but the word rays is spelled R-A-I-S-E, and then oflight.dawn@gmail.com. And that's the way they can get in touch with me there.
So, perfect. Yeah, well, and one other thing I wanted to ask you, because you're going to be our keynote speaker next week for our monthly event, and what of what you do are you going to touch on next Thursday for us?
I want to touch on, with these women, I'm going to touch on a couple of things. First of all, I'm going to help you understand, or help the group understand what really goes on in our brains and bodies, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, whenever we are in that overwhelmed state. And then we're going to look at what is, like, the one thing you really have to do just to even begin to get out of it. When you're caught in that overwhelm, when you're caught in that state, what's one thing that you really have to do? And then we're going to go just a little bit further and see what is one personal thing that you would need to do to help create more balance and more serenity in your own life. And I just want to mention, too, something you'd asked me, and what the benefit, like what happens when we start living this different way. As I said, it's not that life, you know, doesn't have its problems, and it's not that we all of a sudden are, you know, unaffected by anything, because the deal is we do. But what this does is it gives you the tools and you develop a stronger place within you that helps you to keep coming back. So they're no longer, these women are no longer living a life out of fear and control, but they actually experience more freedom, and they feel inside a greater sense of love and worth for themselves. And that enables them to have the ability to risk, you know, living a life that they would truly want to be living. I had one client who, you know, when she came to see me, and she went through this process, and she really took everything and really internalized it, and, you know, and did these steps. And she had a pretty devastating thing happen to her marriage, but through this, she was able to actually repair and become closer to her husband than they were before. And then she opened up to motherhood in a way she hadn't. She had two daughters, and she liked being a mother, but she never had that, I wouldn't say it was a way that feeling totally nurturing and connecting, you know. And so through this connection with herself, she ended up just embracing motherhood and feeling closer to her daughters than she ever did before. And from that, it was interesting to watch, because this whole nurturing side of her, like, exploded, and she ended up developing, like, she was creative. She always had these creative gifts, but she ended up taking this creativity and this really, you know, nurturing side of her, and developed two businesses that had to do with, like, supporting ourselves physically through organic food, but also dealing with helping, you know, she does this artistic work that helps people, like, make connections, like family trees, and just connecting with one another symbolically on a, you know, a family tree, is like pen and ink kind of thing. But it was just so fascinating to watch how she, the more she connected with herself and the more she was able to pull out of this that place of worry and control, how these other gifts and talents came to pass. And I think the greatest thing is that she was on depression medication because she had gone through some pretty hard circumstances, and she was able to cut that down in half after working through this. And it was just really an honor to see that.
I bet. I mean, to really know that, you know, learning from you and you know, doing the interaction, everything, that she really was able to change her life for the better. And I think it's wonderful that she's really connected to her children. Because,
I know.
You know, some women just, you know, just aren't natural nurturers, I guess. And but to bring that out of her is just wonderful. And, you know, and kudos to you to have that gift to do that. So I think that's wonderful.
Well, that was, that's, and I think that's the benefit of when we connect, you know, because when we're living in overwhelm and anxiety, we're cut off, you know, we're cut off from our joy, and our joy is our life force. I mean, that's our life force that's living through us. That's our life energy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're cut off from that, we're really not living. You know, anyone who's caught up in overwhelm, or I know even for myself, if I'm living in a crazy world of anxiety and overwhelm and trying to do and accomplish and then swinging to the other side of just feeling depressed and depleted and empty, you know, and just trying to recover from that, there's, you know, with just little blips of joy here and there, then
mm-hmm.
there really isn't, you know, there's just, that really doesn't feel like living. It feels like, I felt like I was managing my life, not really
living. Yeah, just making it through every day, you know,
day to day. That was it. I was willing to sacrifice myself if it meant keeping the rest of my life working. But through
mm-hmm.
through this training and through this process and just watching the other women, it's when we begin to open back up to our life force. It's always there, you know, but when we begin to learn to do things a little differently and we open up back to that life force, then that life force begins to take over, and it's a natural outflow of this love and this connection, and it, you know, you're discovering your own gifts and talents because it's your own life that's pouring through you. And
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, that part is just, you know, no one could, I can't do that for somebody. That's their life force, you know, but I can help them get in touch.
Right.
So that's, I think, the amazing part to watch.
All right. Well, that's wonderful, and it's been great having you on this call, and I can't wait to listen to you next week, and I know a lot of people are anxious to hear you, and we've all, you know, as members, see each other all the time, so I think it's going to be a great event. So thank you so much. Do you have any closing thoughts or anything that you'd like to share?
I just want to say that everyone can have this, you know, and there's no magic bullet. You know, I'm not a person, I'm not going to say this is the ultimate answer and it'll save you from everything because that's not the way life works, you know.
Yeah,
I have my down days, I have my stuff, and so life just is going to keep coming at us. So there's no magic bullet, but there is, like, the very first step is just a willingness, you know. It's the willingness that if we want to change, then that's when support steps in. You know, that's, the rest is magic because that's where the resources step in. The, you know, I, one of my
mm-hmm.
favorite, I have this text I like called The Course in Miracles, and one of my favorite lines in it is resources follow commitment. And it's like once I've committed to myself that I am willing to change, that's when the resources follow through. And so that's what this workshop is, to provide you with that. And then the rest that I consider magic is what happens inside of you through your own willingness.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just, you know, I really support anyone who is really at that point where they're wanting and willing to change.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. So we have your information, and so I really, you know, want to thank you again for taking the time out to join me today. And just a reminder, Dawn will be the... You're more than welcome. You know, you'll be our keynote speaker next Thursday, August 20th, and it's at Maggiano's Little Italy in South Park Mall in Charlotte. And our event is from 11 to 1. You can arrive a little bit early so you can meet some people and be able to, you know, get to know each other a little bit better before we actually start the program. And so I encourage you to register and bring a friend or a colleague with you. And it's very easy to register. All you have to do is go to everywomancanbe.com, and it'll be on the main page to click there. And while you're on the website, you know, check out our past speaker spotlight broadcasts that I've had. They're all the recordings are on there of various topics. And then we also have an area called Hot Topics that has articles written by our members and some of our keynote speakers. Also, we got our calendar events, and you can even see all the members on the website. So please check it out. It's a great resource. So thank you for joining me, and remember, you are a woman with infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Have a great afternoon. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Are you there?
Is we done? I am. Are we done? Is that it?
Well, I'm trying.
Did you lose me?
Wait a minute.